And let's move a little east of India now. Myanmar, the country also known as Burma, is holding its first elections in two decades. In a country ruled by military dictators, many have already dismissed this Sunday's voting as a sham. However, some see the election as an opportunity to engage with the government. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the Thai border with Myanmar.
The rainy season has swollen the streams and muddied the paths winding through Melah. This is the largest of nine camps that house 150,000 Burmese refugees on the Thai side of the border. Nok Ho Wei tends to her four children in her house on a floor of bamboo slats under a roof of leaves.
I came here because government troops near my village forced us to work for them and demanded rice and money, which we had to give them every month. The Karen National Liberation Army and government troops often ambushed each other in the forest.
One night 3 years ago, Ko Wei and her family slipped into the jungle and fled for 5 weeks before reaching Thailand. Refugees were alarmed earlier this month when Thai Foreign Minister Kasit Piram said in New York that his government was preparing to send the refugees back to Myanmar.
One of the first things that I will be doing is to launch a more comprehensive program for the Myanmar people in the camps, the displaced person, to prepare them to return to Myanmar after the elections.
Bangkok later clarified that repatriating the refugees was a long-term policy goal, not an immediate task. Sally Thompson is deputy director of the Thailand-Burma Border Consortium, which helps the refugees. She says that the Burmese government seeks to regain the legitimacy it lost when it clung to power after losing the last elections 2 decades ago.
Therefore, technically, it was not the legitimate ruling body. These elections will legitimize them, and therefore, for some governments, it will say, well, now we go ahead and we engage.
Thailand and other members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, as well as China, all emphasize diplomatic engagement and economic ties with Burma. Ong Zaw is editor of Irrawaddy, a Chiang Mai, Thailand-based magazine that focuses on Myanmar. He says Western governments are frustrated that their efforts to promote democracy in Myanmar have achieved little.
The West also started to feel that they've been losing because Burma is much deeper into China's pocket. And ASEAN continues to engage. So it seems to me everyone seems to be suffering from Burma fatigue. That's why they seem to support the only game in town.
In 2003, the Burmese government outlined a roadmap to democracy, in which voters will elect a parliament which will in turn choose civilian national leaders. Saw David Thakapaw is vice chairman of the Karen National Union, one of several ethnic groups that have kept up an armed resistance against Myanmar's rulers for more than half a century. He sees little room for optimism about the election.
The roadmap is designed to perpetuate the oppressive military rule. So we are not participating in the election. We will prove that this election is a farce, this election is rigged, and it will bring no peace and stability in the country.
Myanmar's leaders may appear to have the election locked up, but some analysts believe that jockeying for power within the military could get messy. To Zaw Lat is the Thailand bureau chief for the Democratic Voice of Burma, run by Burmese exiles. He notes that the regime in Myanmar has successfully eliminated the party of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, which won the 1990 election. But Suu Kyi will be released from house arrest after the election, he says, and she's unlikely to stay silent.
They can marginalize her in party politics, but her role is somewhat above politics, more as a symbolic leader. People of different ethnic groups trust her. You can't underestimate her influence on ordinary Burmese citizens.
Back at the Melah camp, a drenching rain starts to fall. Some refugees worry that once the election is over, the Burmese army will launch a major offensive against the armed ethnic groups in a bid to end the civil war once and for all. That could flood the camps with more refugees. Saw Colin has lived in Melah for 26 years. He explains that the refugees are in limbo, unable to return to Myanmar or to settle in Thailand.
I feel very frustrated because we cannot go freely. We are like a bird in a cage. Many of the people in the camp, they don't know what they are waiting for.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Mesot, Thailand.